The London Underground. The London Underground, opened on January 10, 1863, was the world's first subway system, and it remains one of the world's largest underground rail networks. Also known as the Underground and the Tube, it serves 270 stations and has about 402 kilometers of track, making it the world's fourth longest subway system by route length. The Tube carries about 1.35 billion commuters a year, with up to 5 million passengers using the system every weekday. One of the things that makes the Tube so convenient is its clear and easy-to-follow map. The Tube map, designed in 1931, was a unique creation and has influenced almost every urban rail map since then. The stations represented on the map are not necessarily in the positions that they would be on a geographical map of the city. This would make the map too tangled and difficult to read. Instead, the emphasis is on having the stations arranged in the proper order, with the connecting stations lined up correctly. In addition, the system's 11 lines are color-coded to make it even easier for passengers to comprehend the map. As many frustrated Londoners would surely confirm, though, the Underground is also famous for its delays. It is estimated that the average commuter loses around 3 days per year as a result of late trains. Another big problem of the Underground is overcrowding, especially during the morning and evening rush hours. While many stations have been rebuilt in an attempt to combat this problem, congestion is still common, and trains often have to skip a station and carry on to the nearest uncrowded one. A lack of air conditioning on some of the trains can also make journeys uncomfortably hot in summer, with temperatures in some of the deep tunnels reaching 34.5 degrees Celsius or even higher. Despite these flaws, the London Underground is one of the world's safest and most convenient ways to travel. Accidents are incredibly rare, with only one fatal accident per 300 million journeys. As anyone who has been to London will tell you, exploring that great city without the Tube would be unthinkable.